This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of a USA Prepares. Dane Wigington is with us, geoengineeringwatch.org. Welcome, amigo.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you for your willingness to try to bring this issue to the light of day. If we don't deal with this issue, nothing else will matter.
Climate change is right before our eyes. We can't miss it. You and I talked on the phone privately, and I mentioned that we had some snow and ice in, here in Missouri, and it was different from when I was a child. When I was a child, we used to go out and run and play in the snow and in the ice, and it was fine. Not anymore. The ice is so slippery. It's like ice with oil on it. What's going on?
One of the elements that are in what's termed, it's patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. Some of those patents can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org. What that means, Vincent, is that the climate engineers can and are chemically nucleating cloud moisture to produce frozen precipitation, i.e. snow, ice storms, out of what should have been liquid precipitation. And for those that doubt that this can be done, I would encourage them, one, to look at the patents, two, to search Chinese scientists create artificial snowstorm. They'll find that Fox News and Popular Science covered that till the Chinese government did $1 billion worth of damage to Beijing. Then they went more under the radar with these processes. But anyone who thinks that the Chinese government can and is doing this and our government isn't is not looking very clearly at reality. So this is engineering winter, Vincent, and part of the elements in this are surfactants. Surfactants are what you have in soap as well. This is part of what we believe in, what shows in the materials manufacturing processes that we've found already from American Elements Corporation. Surfactants appear to be used to keep these particulates from coagulating or sticking together as they're dispersed. But, yes, it makes the snow unimaginably slick. It makes it behave in a very different fashion. A lot of the snow tends to sublimate, which means it goes from a solid to a gas, bypassing liquid phase. You don't have, in some cases, as much runoff, although, you know, where there's so much of it now, we do see a lot of runoff. But it melts at higher temperatures. They can make it snow. We've recorded snowfall at temperatures pushing 50 degrees. As this process continues, it creates a cold dense layer of air that sits on the surface, just like you have it, Vincent, in your market. You have a freezer with no top on it, open top, because the cold air just sits in there because it's heavier. So they can cool the temperatures down at the surface. They can create the illusion of cold, and even, you know, it is cold at the surface, record cold, a very unnaturally feeling cold. But this is skewing people's perception of the true state of planetary meltdown. And the paradox is, Vincent, and I'll leave it at this, every single engineered winter event they create further fuels the overall planetary meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent.
Dane, we had, just as an example, if people don't think that what we're saying is true, we had an example of this. We've had some snow in Missouri and across the in Midwest, and there was a massive crash, about 70 vehicles, bang, 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 one into the next. They could not stop. They just slid into each other. I watched the video over and over, and it seemed like these were probably people who could drive somewhat on snow and ice, but it was so slippery, they couldn't stop. And then when the first one stopped, there was a chain reaction. And I'm seeing more and more of this. I saw a video of a tractor trailer recently just traveling down the highway. A gust of wind blew the tractor trailer over onto its side. It's not like he was trying to make a quick turn. He was just going down the highway, boom, on his side. These kinds of things are happening more and more. Shingles are blowing off our roof. Never happened before. They're blowing off our roof.
Well,
this. Go ahead.
You certainly have, I mean, you know, for those, and some people would argue that, you know, we've always had windstorms and we've always had snowstorms. But the fact of the matter is we have statistics on certain elements of the weather and climate system, i.e. global dimming. That's a scientific term. What does that mean? It means how much of the sun's direct rays no longer reach the surface of the planet as compared to 5+ decades ago. The figures range from 20 to 30%. This is what got me into this battle, Vincent. It's because my background is solar. My home is completely off-grid and was the cover of the world's largest renewable energy magazine. And I was losing extraordinary amounts of my solar uptake from whatever aircraft were emitting that was blocking the entire horizon on some days. I was losing 60, 70% of my solar uptake. Clearly, that is not condensation. So in my research and ferreting out the elements listed in climate engineering patents, starting with aluminum, barium, other elements, began to test my precipitation, which is an indicator of what is in the air column, found these elements. The amounts continue to escalate as the solar obscuration, the blocking of the sky, continue to escalate. And that is the express goal of climate engineering, solar radiation management, to block the sun's incoming thermal energy. So they can and are creating short-term, highly toxic cool-down events, but at the cost, again, of a worsened overall warming. And, Vincent, this is the same mentality of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. When you know, again, the commercials we see now for the latest pharmaceutical, and they list the side effects, and you wonder who in the world would take that. But it's the same mentality. Try to treat the symptom while causing side effects that are exponentially worse. Vincent.
Dan, you just dropped out. You know, it's really interesting how I can watch the traffic, the communications between the studio here in Missouri and the network. And when we start talking about things that are right over the target, we get blocked out. I can see it happening. Dane, why is it that these planes that are, well, I would say they're terrorists, these people flying these planes and the people to tell them to fly the planes are terrorists. Why is it that these planes have not been shot down over the United States?
Who would shoot them down? Our military.
That's the question.
Our military, who's the single largest participant in the climate engineering insanity. So this is what people need to understand. This is not some other country. This is our own country. And it's not just our country doing it. We have 800-page congressional documents. This can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org. If your listeners search geoengineeringwatch.org, massive Senate document, and they may not find it on Google. Google has recently deleted our site in spite of the fact that we have the 33 million visitors, the highest ranked site on the subject of geoengineering. Our site's been banned from that a search of the geoengineering term, but you can still find our site if you search geoengineeringwatch.org, our whole site, and search massive Senate document that outlines participation of countries around the globe that even normally adversarial countries, i.e. China, Russia, U.S., will participate and cooperate on the climate engineering issue because of the cross-border ramifications. They are all doing it, either participating either actively or passively. Which countries are participating? We know Iran's not participating. So is it any wonder that they're being demonized? They don't want to use the dollar anymore. They're being demonized for that as well. So you see countries like that in the crosshairs when, in fact, Iran hasn't invaded any other country for almost 230 years. They're being demonized for many reasons, and perhaps their lack of willingness to participate in the climate engineering insanity is one of those reasons. But we have the U.S. military being told, certainly, that they are participating in some benevolent planet-saving operation. Could not be further from the truth. And this is where, Vincent, we need our U.S. military brothers and sisters to wake up and investigate and find out what they're actually participating in. And I would give Agent Orange as an example. Were pilots, U.S. military pilots, were they told that what they were spraying would kill their comrades on the ground? Of course not. Of course not. And it's the same scenario now. But we need the mindless order following to end. It needs to end. And although we've been horrible stewards of our planet, I don't think any rational person could argue that, the climate engineering operations are the single greatest assault against the entire web of life, contaminating every breath we take. And what people don't realize, Vincent, is how short our time horizon is on the current course. People still think trouble's centuries off or perhaps decades off. Not true. It's here. In fact, a couple statistics to drive this point home. On the current rate of ozone layer destruction, we're working with a former NASA contract engineer. We supplied his metering equipment to him, and we're getting UVC on the ground. That's the last band of UV radiation before X-ray. And many sources of ozone destruction, but climate engineering the largest single source. On the current rate of destruction, mathematically speaking, it looks like 2025 or 2026, total ozone layer collapse, game over for the human race and terrestrial life on Earth. Now, the current rate of die-off, let's look at current statistics of wildlife die-off. We've lost 60% of Earth's wildlife populations in the last 40 years. At the current rate of die-off, if that rate does not accelerate, and it is, 0 hour, mathematically, for no wildlife left on planet Earth, 2026. So the bottom line is, we're free-falling into total global extinction, and I don't care who doesn't believe that. It doesn't matter to me. I can't make anybody believe statistics. That's up to them to investigate. But the power structure is doing everything in its ability to mask this from the U.S. population most specifically, such as importing $41 billion plus worth of food from countries that are starving to death to keep our store shelves stocked, to keep the American public pacified until the last possible moment, which is not far off if we stay on this course.
Okay, Dane, here's a connected dot piece of information. Class, go to the food store, your favorite food store, and look at the aisles. Look, have the aisles gotten wider? The answer is yes. Have the shelves gotten lower? The answer is yes. Have the choices gotten fewer? The answer is yes. Why is that? Because we have a food production problem. Why is it that Aldi, the discount food store, is selling imported Chinese junk where they used to sell food? One-fifth of the store is now Chinese junk, where they used to sell food, because we're having trouble making food. The floods in the Midwest. Let's talk about that when we come back, Dane, from this break. The floods in the Midwest. Is that because of geoengineering? Those floods have caused the water that we drink, the potable water, to be contaminated. Now the drinking water is not safe in many areas of the Midwest.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dane Wigington is with us. Geoengineeringwatch.org. We're talking about Global Extinction 2026. Dane, drinking water is contaminated right now in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin due to the massive flooding. Cows have gone to the high ground. It's tough to feed them. There are people being rescued by helicopters. This is a big problem. Has this been caused by geoengineering?
Here's what we can say with certainty. There is no natural weather at this point. How can we say that with certainty? Because we can see with satellite imagery that the entire global climate system is being disrupted. We look at satellite imagery every single day from all over the globe. When you disrupt any part of the system, you disrupt the entire system. But what we see is the entire system being systematically intervened with all over the globe. We can see no natural formations, cyclonic rotations. Even the bomb cyclone, Vincent, that you probably heard, saw the headlines on, that just was part of the latest engineered winter event, that we know ionosphere heaters like HARP. Your listeners don't know what HARP is. It's a massively powerful ground-based microwave transmission facility in Alaska, and there are about 100 of these around the globe, the larger ground-based facilities. They can heat the electrically charged ionosphere by causing an electrical chain reaction, heat it to extraordinarily high temperatures, and that causes the atmosphere to rise, and they can thus create pressure zones or augment existing pressure zones, as we just saw with this bomb cyclone. And we can see the hand of the climate engineers on virtually every weather system we see. For example, let's look at the Well, first of all, your listeners can go back to this particular event that just happened, this bomb cyclone, at geoengineeringwatch.org. We record the animations showing the ground brace localized radio frequency transmissions manipulating that moisture, period. They can look at the recorded animations of the energizing of these ground-based facilities that manipulate that moisture. It's a video on geoengineeringwatch.org we posted Thursday of last week, I believe. So they can see the actual part of the weather manipulation operations taking place. In regards to systems like, let's take Hurricane Harvey, for example. How in the world could the, quote, weather forecasters know a week in advance that that cyclone was going to park in place and create unprecedented precipitation in one spot? Because it's not the prediction that they're giving. They're giving the scheduled weather, which we know, and I'm not speculating on that either. We know from our legal team's lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Commerce, who is the overseeing agency for NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, who was not giving us our Freedom of Information Act request initially till we sued the DOC, and we know from the FOIAs we've already received that virtually a script is being passed down to the local meteorologist level, a script that's being created by those who engineer the weather. At the top is Raytheon, doing all the weather modeling for National Weather Service and NOAA. So we have local forecasters literally reading the script. And in the case of Hurricane Harvey, we recorded that animation as well. If your listeners search geoengineeringwatch.org Hurricane Harvey, they can see with their own eyes the effect of these radio frequency transmissions on that cyclone, holding it in place. Because these transmissions repel the particulates that are saturated in that storm in the atmosphere. By manipulating the particulates, they can manipulate the air mass. So, again, the video is worth a thousand words, but the bottom line is weather warfare is being waged against U.S. populations. Our own government is involved. And in the case of our military members, again, certainly they are being told something entirely different. They are being told they're engaged in a planet-saving endeavor, which couldn't be further from the truth. So I'm not blaming everything on weather modification. Again, we have horrifically damaged the planet. But the intentional intervention in Earth's climate system, the most horrifically damaging of all, Vincent. And again, mathematically speaking, if we don't focus on salvaging Earth's remaining life support systems, starting with stopping the intentional climate intervention operations, game over in the very near-term horizon.
Dane Wigington, what is the relationship in your mind between 5G, the 5G rollout, and geoengineering, the spraying of our skies with metallic substances?
Well, the 5G is a horrific threat, as we all know, and I'm sure your listeners who are very up to speed know that that's a crowd control frequency. So it's a problem by itself. But I hear the break is coming on right now, but I'll explain after that the 5G transmissions are quite likely a part of the climate engineering operations as well. I'll elaborate after the break.
All right, we'll be right back. Geoengineeringwatch.org with Dane Wigington.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. partially redacted search warrant materials in the case against former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen have now been released by the FBI, and they indicate the FBI began investigating Cohen well before his office, home, and hotel room were raided nearly a year ago. At the time of the raid, Cohen was still working for the Trump Organization. Cohen is headed to prison after pleading guilty to lying to Congress, tax fraud, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. Authorities say a chemical fire at the Intercontinental Terminals Company facility near Houston could burn for two more days. But Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo claims air quality near the fire remains acceptable.
Right now what we're seeing is no elevated levels because the plume is high enough that it's not affecting us here close to the ground.
And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you got your
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dane, you were talking about the relationship between 5G and geoengineering, the spraying of our skies. Please continue.
If I could back up for 1 minute to explain part of the agenda that is certainly going on with climate engineering, because obviously people need to know if our government was involved in what amounts to weather warfare against our own populations, what would be the reasons why. And we can speculate on some of those reasons, but again, U.S. military members, those participating, certainly not given the bigger picture, all is compartmentalized. But, Vincent, I sent you, I hope you got those, I sent you global departure from normal high temperature maps. What do those maps show? For about the last decade, the most anomalously less warm place in the entire world, consistently, is the eastern half of the North American continent, the most populated portions of the U.S. Now, that's not nature. Nature doesn't anomalously keep the most populated portions of one country cooler than the rest of the world for a decade, most consistently. So it's climate engineering, again, short-term toxic cool-downs at the cost of worsened overall warming, confusing and dividing the U.S. population as to the true state of global meltdown. Now, back to the electromagnetic frequencies, 5G, microwave transmissions. So these are known to be extremely dangerous, not just to us, but to all life forms. Methane, because the planet is warming, Vincent, methane is thawing and releasing into the atmosphere. I'm not just talking about livestock. That's livestock is used to, again, polarize people, and blaming everything on cows is, you know, obviously not the whole problem. And that's, again, used to divide populations. When I speak of methane, I'm talking about frozen methane deposits in the Earth's strata, methane hydrate and methane clathrate. So, Vincent, you know, in the Bermuda Triangle, these ship sinkings for how many decades, we now know that's methane fields that we're thawing and releasing on the seafloor, aerates the water like a bottle of champagne. Ships have no buoyancy. They go to the bottom intact. That methane, once it hits the sea surface, migrates into the atmosphere because it's lighter than air. So now we have massive methane thawing and deposits thawing and releasing. If your listeners searched Siberian methane craters, they would be shocked at the footage that they see, the photos they see. It looks like a massive nuclear war occurred. There's craters everywhere, like in the Yamal Peninsula in Siberia. Massive circular deep craters from methane thawing and exploding into the atmosphere. So back to the radio frequency transmissions like 5G, is it possible that some of these transmissions will be used for, there's two programs called Project Lucy and Project Alamo. Those are acronyms, to use radio frequency microwave transmissions to try, in a desperate attempt, to degrade some of the atmospheric methane by blasting the atmosphere with opposing frequencies. Again, this is one layer of insanity heaped on top of another, on top of another. Like, back to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, Vincent. How many scenarios do you see where you take one pharmaceutical for one symptom and there's 20 side effects? Now you have to take 20 other pharmaceuticals to treat those, and the equation just continues. It's that type of insanity that's going on. So, yes, the radio frequency transmissions are used to manipulate the air masses, and the cell phone towers that we see now, in many cases, have a power service entrance that serves 10 times more power than they need for cell phone repeating. And we know that those towers, like NexRed towers, are being used for climate engineering because we can see their effect on precipitation maps. So there's so much to this equation. But the bottom line is none of it is benevolent. None of it is for the greater good. Ultimately, it's all about power and control and masking the severity of what's unfolding from populations until the brutal, bitter end.
Dane, we know that petitions don't work. It's like asking the king to stop beating, having his troops stop beating a person's wife. We know that petitions don't work. We know what does work, and that is visiting the homes of the perpetrators and saying hello. Just want to let you know we're here. We're very interested in what you're doing. We're watching what you're doing. Just wanted to say hello. That works. Whose homes do we visit?
Well, again, yeah, I do want to back that up, that, you know, peaceful action is a necessity. You know, when we see the protests that are occurring, which, by the way, the New Zealand shooting eclipsed the protests that were happening around the globe about the state of the biosphere. And unfortunately, some of those protests went violent, and that's the wrong direction. People need to keep it peaceful. We need to have the U.S. military on our side, or we have no chance, none. And as soon as those protests turned towards violence, it alienates our military. We can't allow that to happen. But bottom line is, if we look at the media, for example, and academia, both of whom are betraying not just the human race but the entire web of life by perpetuating the lie that climate engineering, i.e. geoengineering, is just a proposal. which is an unimaginable lie. I mean, these programs have been going on for over 70 years. Anybody that's not clinically blind can look up and see them going on in the sky, and our deductive reasoning should tell us when we have a grid pattern one day and nothing the next, something is obviously going on. The data's there. So if with elected officials, media people who are perpetuating the power structures lie that this is not going on, academicians that are perpetuating the same lie, they can be emailed as well. But again, peacefully, non-threateningly, and I would suggest CCing, openly CCing as many other credible people as you can, citizens in their constituency, so forth, so that that person you're emailing with credible data to point out that geoengineering is not a proposal, it's ongoing, why aren't you addressing that? So that as many people are part of that conversation as possible, so the people you're CCing realize that others are listening, that they will be certainly held accountable at some point by an awakened population for their actions. And one can only hope that Nuremberg-type trials will ensue for all those, Vincent, who are either actively or passively involved with these operations or their cover-up. And that list is large indeed. And the behavior of academia, their denial of this issue, and I know they're being threatened, by the way, so your listeners know, there is an illegal federal gag order on all National Weather Service and NOAA employees. Why would our government gag the weathermen if there wasn't something very, very big to hide? And I would argue that those in academia need to band together and stand up together and bring this issue out into the light of day while we still have something left to salvage of our planet. Our planet is being systematically wiped out. Climate engineering, the single greatest factor, again, and that's not to negate all the other factors. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that climate engineering is preventing the planet from responding on its own to the damage we've done to it. And mathematically speaking, Vincent, we're losing 200 to 300 species of plant, animal, and insect to extinction every single day. That's 1.5% of normal. 1.5% of normal. There's nothing normal about that. I can't express the gravity and immediacy of what's unfolding. We're in a fight for life right here, right now. And by the way, every breath we take is toxic. We know that from our lab tests all over the globe, aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese. If that's not a fight for life, what is?
Dane, you and I talked privately on the phone, and I mentioned that why is it that we can't seem to get through to the Trump administration? So, for example, what I mentioned to you is, why not contact Donald Trump's young son, Barron Trump, and let him know what is happening to the world that he will be in if he lives long enough. And I hope he does. I hope he has a long, healthy life. That we have polluted it. We are modifying the weather. We are causing these disasters. And maybe, Barron, you could tell your dad, President Donald Trump, that these things are happening and you're concerned about them, and you'd like your father to stop them tomorrow morning. Why can't we do that?
Well, certainly we can, and people should. But any notion that the current occupant of the White House doesn't know this is going on is a naive notion. And in January 2016, at a former U.S. Air Force Major General's home, whom I know, the top Trump campaign people and Carson campaign people were invited and attended a meeting specifically to address the climate engineering threat. They were given materials that were supplied by geoengineeringwatch.org. So we know they know. There's no question they know. And what do we see happening with climate engineering? Any slowdown? No. Exactly the opposite, a ramp up. And I would argue this, that any occupant of the White House, whether it's the current occupant or Obama or Clinton or any other occupant going all the way back to Kennedy, are simply playing their part in the play. They're power structure puppets. The last president to actually draw a line in the sand was Kennedy, and how long did he live after he did that? Not very long. So we need to get past that, and the power structure has very successfully used various occupants of the White House to maximize the division and polarization of the population. And now more so than ever, that's the case, and we need to get past that and realize it's all theater designed for mass distraction while the House burns down around us. That's exactly what's happening. And for those that don't believe things are that bad, in the coming weeks and months, they will reevaluate their opinion, because what's unfolding now can't be hidden much longer. And let me put this into perspective. I mentioned the methane. There's enough methane, based on available data, in the Laptev Sea of the Arctic alone, perhaps 10,000 gigatons of methane. If only one half of 1% of that released, 1/200th, that would be a 400% increase in the total greenhouse gas forcing effect on the planet. So the bottom line is, if that field releases in any significant amount, this planet turns into Venus. And that's not a metaphor. Your listeners can search geoengineeringwatch.org Venus syndrome to learn more about that. People have been trained to believe there's some sort of magical thermostat in the planet. It will always find an equilibrium and always remain habitable. That's not reality. It's not reality. This planet is miraculous, but beyond real comprehension. Its life support systems are so complex. It's unimaginable, truly. And we have treated it with unimaginable contempt. And climate engineering being at the top of that list. So the bottom line is, I'm in this fight, Vincent, because this is the logical fight. This is the biggest hole in the bottom of the boat, that if it's not taken care of, the whole boat goes down, nothing else matters. And as far as the climate engineers and what they control, if your listeners go to geoengineeringwatch.org, at the top toolbar, they can search sections on various critical subjects: engineering drought, engineering wildfires, engineering snow, engineering winter. They can learn much more by going through those sections.
Okay, we'll be right back. You mentioned the Nuremberg trials. I've got a comment and a question to follow up when we come back about the trials that I hope do happen, like the Nuremberg trials. Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now,
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
At the end of World War II, the Nuremberg trials were held to determine the guilt or not guilt of the key players in World War II, those that committed war crimes. Most of those crimes were committed in Europe and Japan. Well, this is bigger than the Nuremberg trials. This is bigger than World War II. This is not just local to Europe and Japan. This involves the entire planet, everyone and everything. So I hope that we are keeping a list of who is involved so that those families can be brought to trial, like the Nuremberg trials. What do you think, Dane?
Well, I certainly hope we have enough time to carry out that type of pursuit of justice. And the desperation with what's occurring at this moment, again, to mask biosphere collapse from the population. And Vincent, we hear many people seemingly concerned about economic collapse. How much does economic collapse matter against the backdrop of biosphere implosion? Nothing matters. And if we look at circumstances, and I went over this in my weekly broadcast last week, the plane crash that just killed 22 UN officials that were on their way to a very important environmental meeting. And during the same time window, we have this headline. U.S. and Saudi Arabia blocking regulation of geoengineering, sources say. That's from multiple mainstream sources, that particular headline from the UK Guardian. Listen to that carefully again. U.S. and Saudi Arabia blocking regulation of geoengineering. Now, isn't that an interesting coincidence? And what might these UN officials that are now dead, what might they have contributed to that subject and that meeting? We can speculate again. We don't claim to know with certainty, but this was a very convenient, perhaps, plane crash. And regarding those in power at this point, and this is not a political issue. I want to state that very, very firmly. I've had personal meeting with now Governor Gavin Newsom at the Capitol with his top aide about this issue. Gavin Newsom certainly knows this is going on. California is being devastated. The single greatest source of the single greatest causal factor for the wildfires is climate engineering, period. Period. I'm not denying global warming. I'm not denying the planet's in meltdown. But climate engineering is disrupting the hydrological cycle. That's cutting off the rain to the forest. These materials I mentioned, starting with aluminum, is an incendiary dust. It ionizes the atmosphere, makes it more electrically conductive, creates more dry lightning, destroying the ozone layer. That's killing the trees from the top down. The toxic materials are killing the trees from the roots up. Again, the rain's being cut off. Climate engineering affecting all these factors. We can see that, verify that with satellite imagery. All this shown to Gavin Newsom. What has he done? Nothing. Nothing. This is not a political issue. We're looking at two sides of the same coin. The political theater designed to distract the American population until there's nothing left. So the bottom line is, and again, back to recent events like the blocking of the regulation on geoengineering. It was going to be discussed at this meeting. UN officials dead now, very conveniently. Here's a headline from Bloomberg to add to that. A piece found at Boeing 737 crash site shows jet was set to dive. What does that mean? Let's look at Paul Wellstone. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, Vincent, or your listeners. Plane crash that took out the senator and his whole family. Well, the last stand-up legislators in our government killed his whole family. Now, this is business as usual. So this is the big league. And again, climate engineering, Vincent, if the populations around the globe, it's because it's not just our government, I'm not focusing on our government, they're all involved with some exceptions, either actively or passively. But I would argue this. If we could expose this issue and populations around the globe understood what's been done to them without their knowledge or consent, I would argue a shockwave would ensue around the globe. The paradigm would be turned on its head. We need that to happen, and we need everybody to help us. Instructions are on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org.
Geoengineeringwatch.org. Class, here's the question to ask. Whenever there's a plane crash, the question to ask is, who was on that plane, what did they know, and what were they going to expose?
Exactly.
Who was on the plane, what did they know, and what were they going to expose? Dane Wigington, I really appreciate your friendship. I really appreciate the time that you spent with us today. I really appreciate you ringing the alarm loud and clear. Class, it's up to you to take action from here. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Vincent.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.